Oh, yeah. There we go. Welcome, everybody. Starting the show off today with some Molly Hatchet from 1980. Beating the Odds, the title track. And that will be one of our featured albums today. Our other featured albums are Rachel Sweet's Protect the Innocent and Twilight Asylum from 1976 from the band Oscar, which you may not know, but quite a rare piece of vinyl. Lent to me by my friend Mafanwy. Been meaning to play the whole thing at some point, but it is quite a rare gem of Manchester music from the mid-70s. So we'll be getting to that. Welcome to the show. My name is DJ Ian. We do this every Friday on the House of Prog. It gets repeated on CJSF radio station here in the Greater Vancouver area, 90.1 FM on Tuesday nights. 10 p.m. Actually, get remembered to listen to it the other day. It's always still a novelty just to listen to your own voice coming through the radio. Streaming is fine. I'm used to that, but actually hearing your own voice coming through FM, it's quite interesting. Are also currently going out on Radio AMV on the alternate Metaverse. So if you're listening on Radio AMV, a big hello to you. We'll do that for an hour, till about 1 o'clock, and then Clan takes over. So let's get going. It's another track from Molly Hatchet. This is something called Double Taker. Was it Double Talker? Need better glasses. Oh, here we go.
Oh,
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. That is Molly Hatchet and a track from them by the name of Dead and Gone. I believe that's the end of side one. You are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, 90.1 FM on a Tuesday night. Dead and Gone, Sailor, The Rambler, Double Talker, and started the show off Beating the Odds, the title track. So a few words about this album. Now, I'm not a big, huge fan of Molly Hatchet, but, you know, in my exploration of music, I'm a big fan of Southern Rock and Lynyrd Skynyrd, etc., etc. So this is the third studio album by Molly Hatchet, released in 1980 on Epic. It was the first album to feature the new singer Jimmy Farrar, who replaced the original singer Danny Joe Brown. It was reissued in 2008 and included some live tracks. Also featured the artwork of Ken Kelly. Now, that's probably my kind of interest starts there, because Ken Kelly, of course, did the amazing Rainbow Rising album cover, and also did quite a bit of artwork for heavy metal, etc., etc. So he did quite a bit of in that period artwork for a lot of things, really. I mean, it's Ken Kelly, if you look him up. I was just recently, it popped up in a Facebook feed thing that somebody had commissioned him to do a reproduction of Rainbow Rising for somebody's birthday, and so that kind of popped up on the screen, as things do in Facebook. Hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. My name is DJ Ian. I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we are live in Vancouver at this very moment. So let's carry on with some more Molly Hatchet. Just a reminder, we do have music from full albums from Rachel Sweet's Protect the Innocent, and then later in the show, Manchester band Oscar and their album Twilight Asylum from 1976. Molly Hatchet. Okay, let's continue. A bit more of them. Side two of Beating the Odds. Hope you're enjoying it. And this is a track by the name of Few and Far Between.